March 17th. Chloe, Zoe, and I were super excited about auditioning additional studio backup singers today after school and then going to the recording studio later. We felt like we were famous celebrity talent show judges, you know, before they started scraping the bottom of the barrel and using those cray-cray celebs as judges. But I guess Principal Winston didn't share our enthusiasm. I asked him if we could hold our auditions in our brand new state-of-the-art school auditorium, but he said it was only reserved for special events. The worst place in our entire school is a dingy sixth grade classroom that smells like gerbil pee. Well, unfortunately, that's where he put us. The kids auditioning either had super strong willpower or a very weak sense of smell. Chloe, Zoe, and I actually learned how to be mouth breathers. "So, Tyrone, what brings you here today?" I asked the guy standing in front of us.
"I want to be a backup singer. My voice is awesome, man," he boasted. "I can outsing any of those famous boy band dudes."
"That's great. We can't wait to hear you," I said. "So what are you going to sing for us?"
"You mean, like, right now?"
He looked confused. "Yeah, you do have a song prepared for the audition, right?" Zoe asked.
"No, man," he answered. "I always sing in the shower. That's how I keep it real. Know what I'm saying?"
"No, not really," Zoe said, rolling her eyes. "We're working in the studio right now, and this summer we may be doing some concerts. It would be kind of difficult for us to carry around a, shower for you to sing in, Tyrone."
"I only sing in the shower in my bathroom, dog, and that's it. All the stuff you're talking about is just weird."
We watched in amazement as he headed for the door.
"Yo, if you can't get with the program, I'm out of here."
"Well, that was productive," I said with a frustrated sigh. "How many auditions have we seen so far?"
"Let's see. If we count all of the audition forms that you scribbled, 'You gotta be kidding me,' on in red ink, crumpled, and then tossed in the wastebasket, I'd say we've had about 29 auditions."
Then Zoe looked at the callback tray.
"And judging from the number of callbacks, it looks to me like you absolutely, totally hated all of the talent."
"Ugh," I slammed my head on the table. "This stinks. Now I know why that Simon Cowell guy is so bitter all the time." But as they say in Hollywood, that's showbiz.
Well, some good news is that Chloe, Zoe, and I had our first recording session this evening at 7 p.m. It went really well. Not only do we sound great together, but we had a blast recording, and we did it all without having a shower stall in the studio. Sorry, Tyrone.
Nikki Maxwell, The Making of a Pop Princess, episode number 4. Rockin' Rodents?